Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This month, we'll be looking on the topic, what does the Bible say about demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit wherever you go? And this week, we'll be starting off by looking on what does the Bible define as authority? What is it that Jesus meant by authority? And how does it work? And essentially, what we're looking on in terms of signs and wonders, how is it that we pray for miracles to happen and it actually happen? What does it mean? Do we have the power to pray for miracles? For example, you know of someone who has been diagnosed with a terminal illness and you pray for that person, and then when the person goes back for a checkup, sickness is gone as a result of you praying for that person. Or something is happening in your community and you pray for that community, you pray about the situation, and automatically the situation changes. So these are the type of things that we're talking about, demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit, not only in our lives, but in the community around us, and even seeing things that you want to manifest in the earth. And that's essentially what we're talking about. Our core scripture is taken from Matthew 10, verse 1. Jesus called his 12 disciples and gave them authority to force evil spirits out of people and to cure every kind of disease. Matthew 10, verse 1. We're going to start off the discussion by looking on what is it that the authority that Jesus gave. And there's two things that we can identify from the scripture itself. The first one is that Jesus gave his disciples authority or power over unclean spirits. So these are things that we can't see. He also gave us authority to cure every kind of disease and sickness. So those are the two areas in which we can identify. But we're going to look on it a little bit deeper. To understand true authority and power, you must understand Jesus and the authority he has. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ is Lord, which means he is the person who governs the activities of heaven and earth. In Matthew 28:18, after he rose from the dead, he told his disciples that all authority has been given over to him. But from our core scripture, we realize that Jesus had access to that authority from before. And Jesus said to them, I can guarantee you this truth. When the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne in the world to come, you, my followers, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew 19, verse 28. This scripture also gives us an idea of what Jesus had in mind. He wanted his disciples to judge over the affairs of the people. The disciples were Jews, so their area of operation was Israel. And each disciple had responsibility over a region. He appointed 12 whom he called apostles. They were to accompany him and sent out by him to spread the gospel. Mark 3:14. If we break down their title, they were appointed as apostles and they were to accompany Jesus in ministry. They were also expected to execute the same things he did while traveling. This brings us back to what he gave them authority to do. The first mention is the authority or power over unclean spirits. These are demons, spirit beings whose sole purpose is to execute the devil's plan for people. Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus knew what was going on in the spirit world, and he gave his disciples authority over demons. Satan is in control and runs the operations of the kingdom of darkness, but Jesus had given us authority over that. The second authority that Jesus gave was over the body and the soul. He gave us the ability to heal every disease and sickness. But think about this, there was no indication that this was only physical. So one can assume that it is both. So there is a three level of authority that all believers have. The first one is spiritual authority. Second one is emotional authority or authority over the soul. And the last one is physical authority over your body. So what does this mean, really? Jesus has given us authority to conduct business in heaven and on earth. And according to Mark 16:17-18, These are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and authority of my name to force demons out of people. They will speak new languages. They will pick up snakes, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on the sick and cure them. An example of this is the parable of the 10 talents. The master gave 3 persons talents to invest on his behalf. Also, spiritual authority is similar to that of getting a power of attorney to conduct business locally on behalf of another person. This is the authority that Jesus gave his disciples. He also explained what they are able to do with the authority, which is drive out demons, which shows the importance of the spiritual element. Speak new languages also shows an emphasis on communicating to persons in a way that they're familiar with. The next one is not being harmed while you're working for God. And the last one is curing sicknesses. So how do you prepare to use the divine authority that you have? Matthew 16 verse 13 says, "Don't allow us to be tempted. Instead, rescue us from the evil one." And we can identify 3 things from this scripture. 1, stay awake, according to Matthew 26 verse 41. Pray that you won't be tempted, and ask for help when you are weak. So here it is that you're in a situation where you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, you're facing a difficult situation, and you want God to actually help you and perform a miracle in your life, whatever it is. I'm just using some simple examples that we can look at. And when you think about it, what is it that you really want God to do? So you're asking God, say, "Hey, I've been diagnosed with this illness and I want help to overcome the illness." Some persons may go as far as asking God to remove the sickness in its entirety. Another thing to look at in terms of what you can ask for is in terms of financial resources to deal with the treatment. And you can even go as far as, in addition to the treatment, you can also pray for support to manage and deal with the issue while you're going through. And pray that you won't be tempted is that you won't make the wrong choices while you're going and dealing with this thing at this point in time. And then now you can exercise your spiritual authority to give to you. You can access the peace of mind that God wants you to have over this situation. We'll be looking on that in a deeper detail in the next few weeks to come. But we want to put the focus on praying and preparing yourself to utilize this authority. And the focus is that pray you won't be tempted, and also ask for help in areas that you're weak in. And we can, in Matthew 6 verse 9 to 13, we can look on a prayer. And Jesus taught his disciples of how to use their authority. And 1, acknowledge God's authority. 2, crown him as king over heaven and earth. The third component is to ask for provisions to be sustained for the day. Ask for mercy and extend mercy to others. Ask for covering from temptation, and ask him to rescue you from the evil one. So here is it that you're facing a difficult situation. And yes, this is the Lord's Prayer we're looking on. So here it is that you're facing a difficult situation and you're asking God for help. So the key to really, you know, is to just utilize the prayer and utilize the authority through prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is that model that we can utilize and pattern to pray for God to actually intervene in this situation. The key to utilizing God's authority is your prayer life. A sustained prayer life helps to sustain God's presence in your geographical location. The prayer model starts off by acknowledging the true authority. You are giving all glory and honor to God, acknowledging his power, might, and strength. Jesus always took a position of giving glory to his Father, no matter what he did. And he always says that he is only doing what he sees his Father doing. So what is the benefits of utilizing or exercising the divine authority? Nothing will hurt you, according to Luke 10, verse 19. You will have authority to destroy the enemy's power. Whenever you say something, it will happen, John 20, 23. And you will be empowered to testify about Jesus, Acts 1, 8. and signs and wonders will follow you, Mark 16:17-18. So something to think about as we close is to, are you utilizing the authority that God has given unto you? How much do you understand about this authority? Where are you in your relationship with Him so He can manifest signs and wonders and miracles in your life and in the lives of those around you? Something to think about. And until next week, God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.